Welcome to HCS Talks. I'm your host, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools, Raymond Haynes. Welcome to Season 2 of HCS Talks, the Hampton City Schools podcast. Our aim is to educate, inform, and even entertain both our community and listeners beyond. Each episode will explore diverse topics, including education, student achievement, the contributions of our teachers, support staff, parents, and community partners, as well as programs and initiatives. There's something valuable and informative for everyone, so we hope you will join us and keep tuning in to HCS Talks. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with Michelle Vinnie, our K-12 mathematics curriculum leader. But today's conversation is not centered around math. Instead, we are highlighting a truly exciting recognition. Just a few weeks ago, Ms. Vinnie was honored as one of the Air Force Thunderbirds' hometown heroes, and we are here to learn more about that incredible experience. So welcome, Ms. Vinnie. Thank you for joining us today on HCS Talks. Before we dive into our conversation, please introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Vinnie, and I am the curriculum leader of the Hampton City Schools Math Department, and I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So are you from this area, Coach? Now, throughout this, for the listening audience, you might hear me call her Miss Vinnie, might hear me call her Coach. I just know her from several capacities and a variety of things that she has done and accomplished in the great city of Hampton as well as with Hampton City Schools. But are you from this area? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, Coach. I am born and raised in Hampton, Virginia. I grew up in Phoebus, the town of Phoebus, and played basketball at the community center every day, went to Phoebus High School, Bryan Elementary, Moton Elementary School when it was 3-5, and Spratly Middle School. So I'm a proud Hampton native.
All right, so you a Phoebus phantom as well.
That's right, rock the blue and gold.
So you, after Phoebus, you went on to where?
After Phoebus High School, I went to Newport News, Virginia, and played basketball at Christopher Newport University. And I majored in mathematics.
Majored in math, played ball at CNU. Was it CNU when you were there?
CNU.
CNU. So were you a starter or did you just watch?
Oh, no, I'm a starter. Yeah, starting point guard and captain of the team all 4 years.
Captain of the team. Wow, that is fantastic. So after your time at CNU, you obtained a mathematics degree. Played basketball all 4 years, a starter and the captain of the team. What were your next moves?
Well, my next moves was to get a career in the area of mathematics, and I actually applied and became a teacher in Hampton City Schools. And I started off at Sims Middle School, mm-hmm. teaching 7th grade and then 8th grade math, and I actually coached basketball as well. And then I moved on to Kickatan High School, where you were my principal and helped me achieve greatness, and taught Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2 at Kickatan. It was quite the journey, and I also coached JV and varsity basketball there as well. And then from Kickatan, I went on to Hampton High School, where I taught a lot of mathematics.
Well, what I know about you, you have been a champion and have excelled in anything that you set your mind to as a classroom teacher. When you came over with me to Kickatan High School, the indelible mark you made in the lives of many young people, so much so that we overloaded your classrooms with quite a few students because we knew, regardless of the number, you were going to make it happen through your inspiration and your skill set with instruction and your ability to formulate exceptional relationships and rapport with young people where they did not want to let you down. And I saw the same thing when you were coaching as well. So champion on the court, champion in the classroom. Can't say enough about how valuable you are to Hampton City Schools and to this community as well. But like we said, we're not going to talk about mathematics today. We're going to get into some exciting things, and you're being honored as one of the Air Force Thunderbirds' hometown heroes. So congratulations on being named an Air Force Thunderbird hometown hero. Can you start by telling us how you found out about the honor and what your initial reaction was?
Well, thank you for the congratulations. And I found out with a phone call from Dr. Oliver. And Dr. Oliver said, "Miss Vinnie, I have some great news for you." And at the time, I was writing curriculum and making moves in and out of classrooms. And she said, "You are nominated to be a hometown hero." And I said, can you explain to me what that means? And she said, well, you were voted at the division leadership meeting in a unanimous vote. And I kind of just paused and got quiet because it felt like quite the honor. And so I asked her, can you tell me what that means? What are next steps from here? And then she talked about the journey of meeting the Thunderbirds and possibly flying in an F-16 jet. And I will soon receive communication from a lieutenant at the Langley Air Force Base. And that's when my email came in and I knew it was time to get serious and take next steps.
Wow. So for those who may not be familiar with this recognition, the United States Air Force Thunderbirds Hometown Hero Program recognizes outstanding individuals who demonstrate outstanding service, courage, and character with their communities. For this year's Hampton Roads Air Power Show at Joint Base Langley Eustis, nominations were accepted for members of the Hampton Roads community who positively influenced those around them. Nominations were submitted by community members, local organizations, and civic leaders. And again, congratulations as you were chosen as a hometown hero. So what, Coach, what does that mean to you personally and professionally?
Well, it's quite the honor. And personally, it just meant to me that I know I'm a part of a good community and a good school division who appreciates me. Oftentimes, as an educator, you get focused on just doing the work, teaching students, helping teachers, writing curriculum, and you often don't stop and look in the mirror and say, hey, you, good job. Mm-hmm. And it, for personally, I said, wow, I'm living in my purpose and I'm doing the right thing. So it was an honor, but a reminder to me to say, appreciate yourself and serve yourself just as much as you serve others. Professionally, I knew it meant I have more work to do. It meant I can sort of leverage this experience to enhance our curriculum and use the opportunity to share it with students so that they can look and say, oh, you did that. I possibly can do that too.
Yeah. So looking at what the criteria was for being selected or nominated for this, you just fit every area of this. You're talking about outstanding individuals who demonstrate outstanding service, courage, and character within their communities. You continue to make a very positive and impactful mark on the community and with teachers that you're working with, and of course you're working directly with students, and your character speaks for itself. And I know that you are harder on yourself than anyone else could ever be, and your personal drive and commitment for excellence is something to be proud of. So you recently had the chance to interact closely with the Thunderbirds team as well. So can you walk us through what that experience was like, and from meeting the crew to touring the F-16 as well?
Well, that was a definitely once-in-a-lifetime experience. I had to almost pinch myself and make sure I wasn't dreaming. No, this is real, when I received the email that said, you're a distinguished visitor. And my uncle, who was retired Marine, let me know that that's similar to being a top-ranking sergeant in the military, and they're going to treat you with the utmost respect. And they sure did. When I arrived, they said, you're a precious cargo. So it's almost like they protected me while I walked around the base. And I got to go into the first debrief room, and they honored me by allowing my husband to join me. Wow. And we got to sit and meet the military surgeon. That was one of the first Thunderbirds I met. And he explained to me a lot of different things about the day in the life of a Thunderbird. We also got to meet the public affairs team, who really took care of all the communication and letting me know where I would go from here. And the military surgeon, he said he takes care of everyone and makes sure that they're safe and their nutrition is right before they go in the air. But he also has someone who takes care of him. And I like that, too. So he takes care of people and someone takes care of him. And so I just asked him, where do you all live? Mm-hmm. And they said they're based in Las Vegas and they travel. Typically, they come in Wednesday or Thursday, and then they fly, and then they go back home on Monday, Tuesday, and then they go to another site. And I said, how long do you do this? And he said, about 2 years, 2 years specifically. And I said, oh, wow. He said, and that's so that it always remains about the name, the Thunderbirds, mm-hmm. and not about one person. And so after that, they go back and do another military job.
Right.
So I asked him, so what is it like up there? What kind of shape do you have to be in? How do you breathe? And then he simulated for me the breathing technique. and how you have to take small gasps of air and you squeeze and tension your muscles and contraction. And I thought, oh, man, that's pretty scary.
But he took you through it all.
He took me through it all. And even the public affairs person talked about her family and her father growing produce and why she does this for a living. Then we went on upstairs and I got to put on a flight suit and a helmet and a mask and take pictures, of course. But they put me up to the machine, which would allow me to simulate being in the jet in the air. And initially, I put on the helmet, and I couldn't hear as much. I said, uh-oh. And then I put on the mask, and they suck it airtight, and a tube goes to the machine, and they press the button and raise the altitude. And then he said, breathe normal. And I think I might have been panicking a little bit, and I wasn't even in the jet. He said, breathe normal, and I breathe normal, and then he raised the altitude. And that's when I could learn how to breathe better so that I would survive if I was in the jet. And so I just thought that was phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I can tell it definitely made an impact on you because your attention to detail and your being able to describe that experience, that's pretty powerful, exciting too. You know, you mentioned that he said, you know, keep the focus on the Thunderbird so it's not about one person. That's true leadership as well. And it sort of reminds me of how you operate as well. It's not about us. It's about the work and the impact that we're making on the community as well. So, Coach, what moment stood out to you the most during your time at Joint Base Langley-Eustis?
I think the moment that stood out the most was when I got to go in the debrief room with all of the Thunderbirds sitting at the round table before they flew in the air show. Because that's when I saw the connection between what we do as educators and what they do as the Thunderbirds.
Wow.
And they sat down and they have a boss at the head of the table. Everyone else is referred to as a number. And it was very serious. They had a big screen where they showed the map of Hampton, Virginia, and GPS coordinate locations. And I saw circles, secants, tangents, you know, all things related to mathematics. And the way they communicated was everyone was focused, attentive, precise, brilliant. They had women and men in the room. And most people think it's male dominated, but women represented as well.
Wow.
And the boss said, number nine. And he said, number nine, boss, yes. You know, and then he would continue to say that aerospace terminology, which I didn't follow all of that. But what I did know is that they respected each other, they valued each other, and it was all about trust. And you can't be at that table with the Thunderbirds if they don't trust you. And
yes,
that just stood for me like it's all about team and unity, but also respecting each other when you're in a meeting because you have a task. And they never complain. They just focus on the task. So it was like I just started to admire them even more. And that was my favorite moment.
Wow. But again, you have a level of specificity behind this, which lets me know that you were all in when you were there because you're able to give such great details about your experience as well. So the Hometown Hero program, we know, highlights individuals who make a meaningful impact in their communities. Why do you think your work in education resonated with the Thunderbirds team?
I think it goes back to they're about bravery, they're about service and commitment. You think they had a tragedy happen with Rob Holland the day before I could go to debrief with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they sat at the table, they said, Rob Holland would want us to fly. We're going to do this in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when it comes to me and resonating with me as an educator, it's always about the children and the teachers and getting Hampton City schools to succeed. And I think that's what resonated me, just being a part of the community and keeping not, you know, never thinking about myself, but it's always about service and doing the job and doing the job well.
Mm-hmm. But it takes some bravery and courage as well to do this job because oftentimes you have to have some courageous conversations and then do some courageous and innovative things to make certain our young people are getting what they need as well. So I can see the connection. So, Coach, did anything about the visit change your perspective on leadership, discipline, or service, which we know are the values the military and educators both share?
Well, you know, I always respected the military and how that relates to what we do as educators sometimes. My father, who's no longer living, was a Marine. My uncle, Kevin, is a retired Marine. And I know that the discipline piece is tough. And if you want to be a great pilot, not only does your mental have to be in shape, but also your physical. And, you know, me personally, I still get weak for pizza and chicken wings, but but they sacrifice the desires of their flesh to for the better good.
Right.
So that's what it affirmed for me. Wow, they are disciplined people. And if you want to be great, discipline has to be at the forefront of what you do.
Absolutely. Well said. So what does this recognition mean to you as a longtime educator and curriculum leader?
I would say as a longtime educator and curriculum leader, I'm humbled. I'm honored. It means to me that my community and school division appreciates me. And sometimes you could work and do a career and not feel appreciated, but my school division makes sure they know, Ms. Vinnie, we see you working hard and we appreciate that. So that makes me want to put my feet to the ground and work harder because, again, I said before, I'm living with a purpose. And it also means that, like I said, I could use the experience to inspire people and I could say to our children, look, it's a 4'11" hero. She's a woman. She's an African-American woman.
Yes.
She, you know, she's good at math, and you can do anything you set your mind to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How does your colleagues, family, or even students you work with react when they found out you were selected?
They were very proud of me. My children, who are also students at Hampton City Schools, again, wanted to know, you know, well, tell me more about the Thunderbirds, mm-hmm. and that was a learning opportunity. Again, as I talked about, my family, my grandfather, who lives in Hampton, and he's been here and raised his whole life,
right.
reminded me of 1953 when the Thunderbirds came to town.
Wow.
The crowd in the community would go crazy. So they just poured all this love into me and all this positivity.
Right.
I said, oh, wow. So people recognize what you do, and you don't have to brag on yourself. You know, people
Absolutely.
Share that with
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. You mentioned an uncle as well who you said resides in California. So I'm sure everyone in California knows about your experience as well. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. And I called him because he's a retired Marine. And he said, wow, that's like once in a lifetime. Do you understand who the Thunderbirds are? And you get to fly in a jet. That is once in a lifetime. And so his wife, my aunt, she brags to the whole town and said, California knows who Michelle Vinny is. So now I have to make a visit there soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So being honored in this way shines a light on educators as community heroes. What do you think this says about the broader role of teachers and school leaders in shaping society?
I think it highlights a powerful truth that community heroes are several types of people. They're counselors, mentors, principals, custodians. You know, they work at the banks, and there's no strong community without strong schools.
Mm-hmm.
So it highlighted for me that educators are heroes,
mm-hmm.
and we take on multiple roles. Every day we're building positive sense of self-purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm teaching math, but I'm also teaching you how to believe in yourself and know of your worth. I'm teaching you critical thinking skills, communication, collaboration, leadership, and then there's the content knowledge. So now you can go off and major in a career, but major in a discipline, go off in that career and apply what you've learned, but you're this well-rounded person and you learned it from an educator.
Yes.
I think that's why we're heroes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No strong community without strong schools. And you just were able to just talk freely about the tenets and characteristics of the portrait of a Hampton graduate. And it speaks volumes to the work that we're doing in this whole One Community, One Transformation piece, because anyone that knows about Hampton City Schools, they know that is our North Star, and that is what we focus on in ensuring young people are college, career, and life ready. And we know the impact that you're making in doing this work as well. So as someone who works behind the scenes supporting teachers and improving instruction, how do you stay connected to the impact your work has on students in schools?
Well, I like to be very personable. I'm very much a pick up the phone and call you or come see you, not just email you kind of person. And I stay connected by going to the classroom. We write the curriculum, we write tests, but then we go see how the implementation is going. So I go see the students learning, see the teachers teaching, give feedback. and then model for them and plan with them. And I have a great team to help me do that. So we monitor the results after all that happens. And then we reflect on that data and say, what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? What are our opportunities? Let's make adjustments. And that's how I stay connected. I recognize the gaps in education. And then we always reflect to see how we can make it better. But you have to go to the people and see what's going on.
Yes, yes. Be involved and know how to make those necessary pivots and adjustments when you need to. That's just another characteristic of a great leader. So, Coach, if you could say one thing to the Thunderbirds team, what would it be?
Well, I would like to tell them, if they find a G suit my size, come back and find me. And I still want to fly. So don't forget Michelle, Vinny, if you can hear me out there. But also that I admire you because you uplift and you unite people. And I appreciate your leadership.
So for the listening audience, that was the reason why she couldn't fly. They didn't have a suit that would fit her small stature, but she did get an experience with the simulation as well, and I know just based on your conversation here today, it was a very meaningful experience that you will never forget. Your kids, you talked about your two sons. You have two sons?
Two sons. Jamel and LJ. One goes to Kilgore Gifted Center, and the other is a 10th grader at Kickatan High School, who was just accepted into the governor's school, by the way, and he's excited about
it. Yeah. So what did they say about this experience? Did they, when you went home and talked about it, did it get them excited or curious about some things or aspects of what it was like that day?
Well, and both of my children are opposites. One's very social, one's very quiet. Mm-hmm. So the social one called all of his friends and bragged. Mm-hmm. My mom's a hometown hero. I'm going to the base with the Thunderbirds. You know, my youngest son, he just said, wow, Mom, I'm proud of you. And that was a great moment.
Outstanding. Are they into mathematics or?
They're very good at math. It's one of their favorite subjects. Mm-hmm. They love sports and they love math. And my youngest one loves lunchtime. But that actually at the governor's school, my son that's in high school is in the strand of engineering. Wow. So he'll engage in a lot of mathematics and physics.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Do they play ball too?
They can't play basketball as good as me, but they're pretty good at football and track.
So track and football, aren't they? Sports of choice.
That's correct.
All right. So, Coach, as we wrap up, do you have anything else you would like to share with the listening audience?
I'll always say remind yourself of the vision and keep that vision at your forefront and never doubt yourself, even though you'll have small obstacles throughout the day. And your greatest strength could be the commitment to your team. No matter what career, job, or trade you go into, you do have to work with people. And if you trust each other like the Thunderbirds, if you stick together like the Thunderbirds, if you divide and conquer your roles, you know, if you're disciplined like we are as educators, you can be great. And that will take you further than some of the most talented people. It's all of those, you know, portrait of the graduate qualities will help you succeed in life.
Well, the audience doesn't know, but you're also a motivational speaker and do the spoken word as well. And it comes through anytime I have conversations with you, I always feel as though I'm taking some seeds of knowledge and wisdom just based on your experiences and the things that you bring to the table and what you do in the community as well as in the school system as a whole. We're very fortunate to have you with Hampton City Schools and being a part of the family. And I thank you for choosing to come back to your community that you have shared has done so much for you, and you have also done equally as much for the community as well. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and it's an honor to be here, and it was an honor to receive the award.
Yes, ma'am. So we know being recognized as the Thunderbirds hometown hero, we also consider you to be a true hometown hero here at Hampton City Schools, like I mentioned. So we're grateful for your dedication and the meaningful impact you make on our staff, students, and families every single day. And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes. We'll catch you next week.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.